That thing usually picks up sound pretty well, so I guess we both probably will speak up just a little bit. I've got 8 or 9 questions, just answer short or as long as you want to. And they're pretty innocuous. What did you feel about being a first-round pick? Were you surprised?
In a way, I was, because it was so high, but when the season started, we was hoping that I'd get drafted in the top 10 rounds, and as the season progressed, I kept getting a lot of attention, and we knew that I'd go lower than that, so then we were hoping, like, in between the first or fifth, so I wasn't really shocked, but in a way, I was. It was really great.
It's a heck of an honor to go first round.
Really.
What about Steve Bender? How many times did he come down here to see you?
I'm really not for sure. I think he came like 3 or 4 times, though.
I know he came twice. I talked to him.
He gave me an eye test. And
He's a successful scout. He knows what he's looking at. High school home run record. When did you know you had that insight?
Let's see, after our 14th game, I had 15 home runs. And Paul Morris, that went to Danville High School, he was just about to break the career home run record. And my coach said, well, maybe you'll break the single season, like, and just joking around. And then he, like, said, well, I'll check into that. And it, as it turned out, that I was really closing in on it. So that's really how I found out, because of Paul Morris.
When did you break the record?
I broke the record May 25th.
That's right close to the end. What was the old record?
It was 25.
Okay, that's what I thought. I tried to find it, and I didn't have the right reference book. Do you know, and I don't know this, and I tried to find it, is your slugging average your record for high school?
I don't know.
I've tried to find it in the books I have, and it's not recorded anywhere. Your slugging average is almost 1.4.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just not recorded. The high school record books just don't seem to cover that sort of thing. Okay, what was the transition? This is a heck of an adjustment, going from wooden metal bat to wooden bat. How did you find it?
It was really hard. I wasn't finding myself hitting the ball hard when I first got down to rookie ball. And I was really getting discouraged, like, and my manager and hitting coach said, don't worry about it, everybody goes through this, don't even pay it any mind, we're just here to let you get some games in and just play ball.
A lot of guys, they go from a 500 high school average to a 150 professional average. You did not make that difficult an adjustment. You hit, what, 295, 297?
295.
Yeah,
295.
Okay, we're going. Who was your manager at Brigham?
Woody Heike.
Okay, good man.
He's a real nice guy.
Who's your hitting coach?
Steve Henderson.
Oh, he's a heck of a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a real good guy.
And this, I understand that he's almost as good as you can get with young players.
Yes, he really knows how to relate to us because he's been there. He played 11 or 12 seasons in the pros, major league. Mm-hmm. So he really knows how to relate with the kids.
That's good. That's a big hurdle, and if you've got somebody good to work with, it really helps you. Okay, this is a matter of record. If you don't want to tell me, I won't put it in it. How much did you get to sign?
$221,000.
That'd keep you in new cars for a while.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably.
Did you have trouble with the amount? Was there any dickering or...
It lasted. It was less than 2 days that I signed. So, but the agreements didn't really go that smoothly. But it worked out, and I signed early. We started negotiating on a Friday afternoon, like around noontime, and I signed early Saturday morning. Steve came back down here and signed me that later.
Steve handled all the negotiations?
Uh-huh.
Did you go to instructional league this year?
Yes.
How long were you there?
I was there for 6 weeks.
How was it?
It was really a good experience being around the older players and to see who's on your team and who's out there and who you have to compete against. And but I really, I did good, really good.
They don't keep, I don't know, the Pirates, I think, are one that don't keep statistics. Is that right?
They kept our average down there.
Oh, they did? Okay, they don't announce it then. Some of the teams don't, mm-hmm. don't announce them, and some of them do. Okay, any idea where you're going next year for 93?
Let's see. I hope to go to Augusta, no lower than Augusta.
That's a good
which
jump.
Which that'd be, that'd be skipping a team. So I'd hope to not go any lower than there, but I'd like to be at Salem. I really would like to be at Salem. But realistically, I'm looking at going to Augusta next year.
Okay. You're still in center field?
They have me playing left, right, and center.
Okay. So you don't know where you're going to settle down?
No, I don't.
Okay. How's your arm?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
You remember your first hit?
First hit.
You're in a daze. A lot of fellows have told me that they get out there, they're in a daze, and they may remember their fourth or fifth, but the first one seems to just go down.
I don't remember my first hit. I do not remember.
What about your first home run?
My first home run, it was against Texas Rangers, their rookie league, and it was at our place. And I pulled it down the line, hit it to right field. It was a pretty good hit.
Those fences are a long way out there.
Way out there.
A bit different from Harrison County.
Yes.
Okay. What about, this is something that a couple of the young players I've talked to are just overwhelmed by the fan attention they get all of a sudden. How did you find that?
We went down there, and there was nobody.
Really?
Oh, man, maybe five people came to our games. It was a difference for me because my last high school game, I played in front of 3,000 fans.
So
it was a big change not having everybody around. But you get used to it every once. You get used to it. After a while, you get used to it. Yeah.
Was there much in the way of autograph requests?
A little bit. They'd bring little kids around from schools and, like, just not kids that really didn't have real good upbringings. They'd bring them around and have them, treat them to a game and a meal, and we'd sign autographs for them and talk to them. So it was really nice thing.
What do you think of the autograph request? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really do. I'm not like some people that say, get out of my face or whatever. If I really feel honored that somebody would like me enough to come up and ask me for my autograph.
This is an aside, it will not be in the interview. When I was your age, which has been a whole lot longer ago than I care to think about, but I was a pitcher, and I lived out in San Francisco, and the Giants, they were still playing in Seal Stadium, had just moved to the West Coast, and I was invited to come up for a tryout. And I got there early and got dressed. I'd just go out in the field and somebody would be out in the wild to work with me. So I was just throwing the ball off of the wall and out from under the fence. I was just throwing the ball off the fence for something to do with off the wall. And a couple of kids were there and they asked me for my autograph. And I said, I'm not anybody, guys. I'm not even on the team. I'm just here to be looked at. And they said, that's all right. Maybe you'll be signed. Maybe you'll be famous. They've got my autograph now, and I wonder who it is. I guess they look back at it. But I could not imagine at that point. I had never thought about it. I could imagine not signing an autograph. Somebody wants your name? That's silly.
I know.
Do you want to receive fan mail?
Yeah, I'd like it. I'd really
want me to put your address?
Yeah, you could.
Okay, I'll stick it in the article. A word of advice from some of the veteran players I've talked to. They say that sometimes they'll receive 6 or 8 different items. One fellow received 50 of the same photograph one time. And he says that he knows that when he got that many, and the guys that received 6 or 8 says these people aren't autographed collectors, they're not fans, they're getting it to sell. So what they say they do, they either sign just one item and send everything else back, or they sign everything that comes from Joe, is to Joe, and then sign their name. And this prevents the resale of it. I don't know if I've told you about this or not, but autograph market is a big thing right now.
Yeah.
And they will take advantage of you.
They will.
What about the adjustment being away from home? I mean, here you are, you're just getting out of high school, and all of a sudden your mama's not here.
Yeah. It was really hard for a while. I really got homesick, but my parents and everybody in town said, don't even think about even trying to come back, even if you get that tired of it, which I wouldn't. But I really had a lot of support, and I called home. And
okay, we'll talk about that some more.
Well, everybody, I had a lot of support from the community, and I got letters, and I called people. People said I could call and collect if I wanted, just keep hanging there. But it was pretty hard at first, but now I'm getting used to it, and it really doesn't bother me.
It's just a matter of, like, if I'm growing up.
Yeah.
I did one boy sign back then. I don't know if you've ever heard of the bonus baby days, when the boys who received a certain amount had to stay with the Major League team for 2 full years.
Really?
They couldn't be farmed out. That was in the mid-50s. And, you know, that's, I don't know if you can imagine having to go to the Pirates for 2 years at your age, but this is what these kids had to do. And this one boy said when he lived at home, he had to be in by 9 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing he knew, he joined the Tigers. We joined them in New York.
Uh-huh.
He said there were people with their hand out wanting to carry his suitcases, wanting tips.
And
he'd never eaten in a fancy restaurant. He'd always eaten in other places. Uh-huh. I think the adjustment was tough.
Yeah, that's really.
Did the Pirates help? Did the team help?
Yeah, they talked to us, and Woody Heike, Mr. Heike, I should say, he offered us advice, and we could come to him with our problems. And he just welcomed us. He was like sort of a second father to everybody down there. He looked after us and everything.
Did they find you a place to live, or did you have to do
that? We had a complex.
Okay.
Which we call it Pirate City. It's our organization's place, and we stayed there, and they gave us 3 meals a day. So we was pretty well taken care of.
That's got to be a lot of help. I'm sure it's a lot of help for your mom and dad to realize.
Yeah.
Do you have a timetable that you would like to reach the top?
I'd like to reach it in about 3 to 4 years. Three, really, but it'd probably take longer than that, I'd say. But I'd like to, my goal is to reach it by 4 years.
You're in an organization that is very good to young players.
Yeah.
That's got to help you.
Yeah.
Also, at the top right now, the team's falling apart.
Yeah, we've lost 9 players with the expansion draft and trade and everything, free agency. And we lost 3 outfielders. SV Barnes was getting ready to sign with the Giants, probably, or he already has. And Alex Cole got taken in the draft, so a lot of holes are opening up.
That's a real advantage.
Yeah, really.
Speaking of Alex Cole, how fast is he?
6'6", 60.
It's all right.
3.9 to 4.0 to first. 3.9
to
short.
That's great. You stole, 9 bases, is that right?
I think so, man.
Eight bases. Or is it 9? I can't read my own handwriting. How many times have you thrown out?
2 or 3.
Okay, so you're pretty successful, right?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be a base stealer?
I really don't know. I haven't really thought about base stealing. I've been thinking about getting my hits, and it's really different because all the catchers can really throw. But I think I can. I have the ability to steal 30 bases a year. I'm going to have to work on it. But I probably will be a base stealer.
Something you have to learn, I guess. But again, kids that go to college, they have an adjustment with a step up in the catching. But you're going with these little round kids. You can't run. That's why they're the catchers in high school.
Yeah.
You're getting down. One boy said that, you know, all of a sudden he was the best in his town. All of a sudden everybody was the best in their town.
Yeah. It's a lot of difference. I don't think that I'm a whole lot better than everybody down there, but I'm not really worse than everybody. Everybody can play ball.
You were the leading hitter on the team, were you not? Average-wise?
I think Clyburn was. Danny from South Carolina.
Okay.
He was picked after me.
Yeah.
He hit like 330 or something like that.
Okay,
he's a good hitter.
Yeah. Well, you are too. Do you have a preference as to position?
No, it really doesn't matter. Just as long as I get to play.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I like really playing all three because then maybe if they need somebody higher up, they'll look at me and say, well, he can play his position and he can play two other positions too. He can play like three positions and they might take me over somebody that could just play one position. So.
Right, well, comment on that. Now, a lot of people, the casual fan, the general everyday baseball fan, they look at an outfielder as an outfielder, but that's not true. I mean, they're three distinctly different positions.
Yeah, really.
Do you have any adjustments if you would be the left field today and then right field tomorrow?
Left field, you have the right-handed hitter that would hit the ball to you and it would go to your left, whereas, and see, with me being left-handed, going to the line and picking the ball up and having to turn around and throw is where if I went to this line, I'd have to get to the right field. I'd have to circle around it and get in front of it to throw. And the ball comes off the bat a whole different way. It's really different. It's a real different change.
There's an awful lot of good outfielders. You can't play all three off the position.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Hard. And you know, the fans don't realize it, just watching.
Mm-hmm.
But Sean, that probably does it. It's short. It will probably be, about two-thirds as long as Demetrius. He's had more longer career talking.
A little longer.
But that's basically what it will be. I will probably take me, I'm a veterinarian, so I still have to work for a living, so do this meetings and stuff. It'll take me about a week to get it all typed up. But I'll give you a call when I get it done and bring it back here and show it to you.
Okay.
And anything you don't like or want to change before it's in the game. Most of the time, I don't try to write exposés. I try to be mostly promotional.
I've heard of this.
Sports Collective does it?
But I don't think that I could play around here.